Hello, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I was actually calling to get a clarification on some of the guidelines because I just can't find an answer with all this research I've done on your website.
Now, unfortunately, outside of what's provided on the website, which is adph.org, that would be the information that I could provide you with. With this line here, we only provide test
site
location.
Can I just ask a question, though?
Sure.
Item phase 1C includes persons age 6, I'm reading it off your website, 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions. And the footnote for high-risk medical conditions includes congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease. My husband is 60 and has severe coronary artery disease. But every time I go to try to get him signed up for a vaccine, nobody is taking that part of your 1C footnote into account. All you can do is go, are you between the ages of 16 and 64, right, with high risk? So all they want you is only those people 65 to 74. So how do we get around the fact that they fall into part of your 1C, or is that part of 1C not being implemented yet?
The only thing that I can say is, as of right now, all county health departments are placing citizens, regardless of their pre-existing health conditions and age, on a pre-registration list. Now, if you would like to place your husband on that, I can do that for you.
And so I'm in Madison County, so I would need to go to what type of website to look at that?
Well, no, I'm actually placing you on a pre-registration list. Now, if you go to website, you'll see where it says health departments. Just select Madison, and if I'm not mistaken, it'll give you the address. Not sure if it'll have the phone number, but I can do this for you now, or you can do it.
Okay, perfect.
So did you want me to place you on the pre-registration list, or did you want to place yourself?
If that'll get the information to them, whatever you think is the best, I'll do it either way. It's best for you.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and proceed. You said Madison, that's the Madison County Health Department. Northern,
yes,
located
ma'am.
On 301 Max Luther Drive. May I have the age of your husband?
My husband is 60.
Okay. May I have you spell out his first and last name, followed by the phone number?
George Jones. And his phone number is 256-337-4787.
If you would like to include an email address, can you spell it out for me?
Yes, george.jones, G-E-O-R-G-E dot Jones, J-O-N-E-S, at C-M-P-S-I-N-C.com.
All right, I'm going to repeat everything back to you. Age is 60, county is Madison, email address is G-E-O-R-G-E, period, J-O-N-E-S, at C-M-P-C-I-N-C, I'm sorry, S-I-N-C dot com. Phone number is 256-337-4787. First and last name is spelled G-E-O-R-G-E, J-O-N-E-S.
Yes, and he has coronary artery disease.
Okay, now me placing your husband on the pre-registration list just means that as soon as appointments become available, he'll be contacted.
They'll start going down that list? Okay. All right. And then if we start to see the phases are opening up, then obviously we'll get online and try to get in that way as well.
Correct. Now that you know exactly where to go.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling
the COVID-19
registration line. You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.